Nathan Phillips Square was a sea of red and white on Saturday as hundreds gathered to declare that Canada is not for sale. The rally, hosted by grassroots group Elbows Up, Canada, was a celebration of national unity in response to President Trump's ongoing tariffs and annexation threats. In a speech, Toronto Mayor Olivia Chow said the U.S. president has misjudged Canadians. "He thinks we are better off as the 51st state," she said. "He underestimates how strong we are." The sentiment was shared by many attendees, some of whom told Toronto Today that the rally was the first demonstration they've ever attended. "We love to be underestimated." Arlene Dickinson, an investor and judge on the reality TV show Dragon's Den, addressed the hundreds in attendance at the rally. "This isn't about left or right," she said. "This is about something far bigger." Dickinson said there are forces inside and outside of the country that would like to see Canada weaker, but that these actors underestimate the strength of Canadians. Dickinson, a prominent business professional, said the rally's strong turnout demonstrates Canada's democracy is not for sale. Her remarks were followed by a performance by Blue Rodeo vocalist Jim Cuddy, who sang his new song about the inter-country battle, "We Used to Be the Best of Friends." Since Cuddy released the song about 2 weeks ago, it has gone viral, amassing more than 125,000 views on YouTube and serving as a rallying cry for Canadians fed up with Trump's tariff war and annexation threats. Blue Rodeo vocalist Jim Cuddy performs before hundreds in Toronto on March 22 as part of the Elbows Up, Canada rally. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. "Stay in your own lane, Cheeto." Anna Chani, an educational assistant who lives in Toronto's East End, said she's been concerned about President Trump from the first time he opened his mouth. Chani, originally from Italy, said she's never been to a rally before but felt moved to attend, believing more needs to be done to fight the threat from south of the border. "This is urgent and important," she said, holding a homemade sign that read, "Stay in your own lane, Cheeto." Educational assistant Anna Chani and retired early childhood educator Rose Bailey at the Elbows Up, Canada rally in Toronto on March 22. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Indignation over tariff policies. Sean Duffy, an engineering professional from Barrie, said he came to show his indignation over the president's comments and the material impact tariff policies have had on the Canadian economy. Duffy said he's not a radical commie and doesn't often attend rallies, but chose to make the drive north for the protest to show his patriotism. "It's time for Canadians to become as jingoistic as Americans," he said. "It's long overdue." Barrie engineering professional Sean Duffy attended the Elbows Up, Canada rally in Toronto over his indignation with President Donald Trump's assertion that Canada should become the 51st state. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Concern over threat of invasion. T. Pham, a tech worker who lives near Moss Park, said he felt compelled to attend the rally as a result of the U.S. president's threat to make Canada the 51st state. "The annexation threat, that means war, that means invasion," he said. "We can't let that happen." Attending with his partner, Adam Pooje, Pham held a sign that referenced a popular character from the TV show Schitt's Creek, which proclaimed, "Donald, stop acting like a disgruntled pelican." EastEnders T. Pham and Adam Pooje attend the Elbows Up, Canada rally in Toronto on March 22, 2025. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Celebration of nationalistic policies. During her remarks, Chow stressed the importance of taking a Team Canada approach to fighting the threats south of the border. Earlier in the day, she launched a new Love Local campaign, encouraging residents to purchase from Toronto businesses rather than U.S. suppliers. At the rally, she also cited her government's decision to ban American companies from some city contract opportunities. The mention of both initiatives got loud cheers from the crowd. "When we're attacked, we stand together," she said. Chani agreed. She said despite her consternation over the U.S. president's actions, there has been a silver lining to the threats. This has actually created something great for Canada, to detach from the U.S., and actually find alternative partners, she said.